Today, we're walking the pathway of hope never gives up. The eagle and I stand amazed under the setting sun. Such power thrills my soul. Still, there are 9 really good reasons I could not be here tonight. And they all melt with the sun electrifying my horizon, setting on fire my call to the wild. An eagle rides the clouds, banks hard right, soaring into the sun now. My heart stirs. Feet like hinds feet fly over the rocky path to the hilltop view. Wind whispering with clouds paints an arch circumference, and I stand like pi to measure the sun's point. I am a moving point in this thrilling landscape and equation. God's hand moves here. Behold the results of a team working together. Sun, clouds, wind, light, waves, mist, all create vanishing beauty that quickens the heart and soul. How can a sunset be so electrifying that even the air feels supercharged with anticipation and hope? Yes, hope is born on a day like this. Hope ignites action. And when the spark ignites, we call it motivation. Reasons and excuses fade. Results matter. Be more, do more, feel more, be the difference. Engage those hind feet now, act now. Slowly, the sunset melody lingers with twilight notes. That promise stays etched in my heart. Act now, soar. Rays torch the trees on fire in the day's last dazzling show before saying, good night, sleep tight. Rise strong in the morning light to honor what's true and right. Walk tall, be among the strong, awake to torch a new day with songs of joy and hope, echoing down each sunset, quickening motivation for a new day. Etch true in you at dawn, go on, light that new day. Your heart ablaze, singing with joy and hope. Life's a marvel, act now, make it an adventure. An adventure means you take risks, and I am a risk taker. I thrive on new things, like a dog on a bone. So if my skills equal my risk, that's boring and too comfortable. The adventure I am now living is uncomfortable. Risks excel, skills short, dangers abound. You know the feeling, that kind of uncomfortableness that fast beats the heart, slows the breathing, trembles the hands, sweats the palms. Some call it fear. I live for this. I call it adventure. I believe fear and adventure are two sides of the same face, and you can choose the side to live forward. That's how I got to Minnesota. Wild, natural, real, magnificent. Piloting a riverboat, exploring these huge boundary waters so far north, you only enter by waterways, just like the early explorers. And then you wonder, with your first step onto dry land, who stepped here before you? Indian, fur trader, gold digger, or pioneer? I chose to pilot a riverboat alone into these sparsely traveled channels because I made a rational choice based on my equation. Risks must exceed skills. That's where you learn, explore, dare, and grow. Not only new horizons in nature outside of you, but new horizons within the vast nature inside of you. Challenging the body in tandem to learn, explore, dare, and grow new cellular pathways, and so rise up in adventure with you. A team of you. It's a walk into living hope. Today, we are exploring the pathway called Hope Never Gives Up. Before we plunge ahead, check your risks and your skills. Get ready because you are there. Skill check. Pioneer and explorer, adventurer into the vast frontier inside ourselves. New thinker, a nurse who understands the little known power of hope. Writer, author, storyteller. Risk check. It's cold. Oh, it's really cold, like freezing cold, and I prefer warm. I've never piloted a riverboat. Mechanically, I'm limited. I know more about a microscope than any motor. I'm directionally challenged. I drive small things as they park easier. If I bottom this boat out, insurance is okay, but the assurance of an in-time rescue, oh, it's doubtful. alone with no communication, maybe some radio coverage, a mayday call will not be my day. Risks exceed skills. That's a reverse equation. That's uncomfortable. It's a time to learn. It's an adventure. Let's rock. My riverboat is big, faithful, but responds so slow. It sleeps 8, and there's only one on it. The directions are simple. Go west, steer to follow the marks and the rocks. Watch the map. Beware of those red flagged areas. Listen to the motor. Keep it purring. Go west and find your island. Yes, my hands are sweaty as I pilot through the channels, heart racing faster than the motor. Cree and Ojibwa lived here, paddled these same waters. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Miles into my journey, an eagle crosses the channel and tips his wings and dives. What happens next makes this story epic. There in the Minnesota boundary waters, canoeing by day, docked in a riverboat by night, cold weather in, very few riverboats out now. Fall weather can mean early snows, and it's colder on the water. I'm alone, no one for miles. Yes, I mean really alone. No people, no internet, no cell phone, no communication. Silence. Or so I thought. Now I am silent enough to listen.